Jerry, big game tomorrow night at Tucson. I'm thinking to myself, football and sports sort of in general and life in general. Up 1 minute, Huskies. Down the next, Cougars. What happened in the first half?
You know, that's a million-dollar question. Coaches will try to accept responsibility and say they didn't have their team ready. I refuse to believe that. I see how hard our coaching staff works, how hard Coach Cristobal has these guys ready to go. And then it's on the players. I mean, once that you cross that chalk line onto the field, it's on the players. And for whatever reason, they just weren't ready to go. Washington State was keyed up. Game day was there. They were fired up. Their fans were going crazy. They came out hard and fast, and Oregon didn't answer that challenge to begin with, got themselves in a hole, and then, of course, came out of it in the second half. And that's what I took away from that game, is that could have been a 52-10 game. That could have been a blowout. But that Duck team and their staff went in at halftime and said, hey, guys, we ain't having this. This is not us. We stubbed our toe. Let's come back out and play tough. Let's make it right. And they did that. So that's a turnaround, and I'll take that. I don't take the loss. I don't like that. I don't like the way the game started. But they finished. They finished that game, and I'm okay with that.
Game time 7:30 tomorrow night, taking on the Wildcats. We're big favorites, apparently. How do you see tomorrow night's matchup?
Yeah, I hate to be favorites. The weather's going to be great tomorrow night. You know, it's supposed to be 88 during the day. I think it dropped about 82 at night, so it's going to be fun tomorrow night. But, it's Pac-12 football. It's college football. It's a bunch of young men. And to automatically say this team's going to win by a bunch and that team's going to get throttled, you know, you just don't do that. I know that the odds makers have favorites, but Arizona's a tough place to play. I know I hate going down there because their student section and their fans are really good. It makes for a great atmosphere. So you can't stub your toe. You can't. I mean, last week was a great example. You can't assume that Oregon's going to roll over Arizona because that's not the way the games are played. So it's going to be a good ball game. We don't know whether Khalil Tate is going to play. He's a really great quarterback, throws the ball all over the field, but runs as well. Or Rhett Rodriguez is his backup. So Ducks will prepare for both those guys and expect a good ball game. If Oregon plays well, plays Duck football, yeah, they win, and they win solidly. But if they stub their toe and you know, make mistakes, game on.
7:30 game time tomorrow night at the Wildcats in Tucson. We're always interested as fans, sort of the procedure. You're going to Tucson. When do you leave? What do you do in the nice weather? How do they get ready? Is there any free time? What's a sort of a usual routine for a road game?
Well, road games are different in that it depends on the time you play. If you're going to play a noontime start or a 2 or 3 o'clock start, then you get up at your regular time of the morning. You know, you have breakfast, you have meetings, you take a walk, you get set up, you get ready, and you go to the game and play. For a night game in the desert, the Ducks will travel, later today for that game tomorrow. Get down there probably around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Meetings, and they'll have extensive meetings individually with coaches and groups. Get to bed fairly early. Get up at a reasonable time, have breakfast together, have meetings, have some free time maybe to spend with family, maybe half hour, an hour, something like that. Take a long walk, relax and rest, and then probably about 2 or 3 in the afternoon back into meetings and game prep and go to the games. It's a long day on the road. That's tough. Night games when you're on the road, it's a lot of sitting around, so they keep them occupied. They don't want them to get lazy or bored.
The Ducks back in action on the road tomorrow night, 7:30 against the Arizona Wildcats. Justin Herbert, CBS said they heard he was going to stay with Oregon for a senior year. Others have said he could quite possibly be the very first pick in the draft. Do you know the real story?
Actually, I do, and since we've been doing this a long time, I guess I can count on you, and I'll tell your fans, I'll let them know. I don't know.
He said he hadn't even talked to his parents about it. That he
no, he, you know, he talked to the media yesterday, and I've heard him say it. Coaches and his teammates are going to play the season out. They're not going to decide stuff like that now. The end of the season, he will get with his parents, he'll get with his coaches, and they'll decide what they want to do. Right now, He hasn't said a word to anybody, including parents or coaches, about what he's going to do. He's not that kind of a young man. He's focused on now and knows that any decision he makes now is not going to help later on. It can only hurt now. So, no decision. We'll find out when the season's over. My heart says, please stay and play another year. But it also says, do what's best for you, Justin. So we'll see.
Jerry, have a fabulous trip down to Tucson and have a great call. And go Ducks!
Thanks, Mark. Go Ducks!